Hello?
Hi, this is Winford with Crafty Video Membership. Returning your call, you left us a voice message.
Oh, you're with, say that again, who are you with?
Crafty Video Membership.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm having a problem. I'm a member, and I can't get into anything to watch the classes.
Okay, I can help you with that. So you're not able to log in at all?
I can log in, but then I only get the things that I bought. Nothing. I can't watch the shows that I didn't buy from before, and I'm supposed to, as a member, be able to watch the other classes.
What's your email address?
Susan, the letter L, 2923@yahoo.com.
And your first and last name?
Susan Long.
Okay. Address 5247 Teasdale Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is it saying purchase to own?
Say that again.
When you try to watch the class, is it saying purchase to own?
Okay, hold on. Let me go in and tell. I don't know exactly what it says. I know I log in, and then I go to classes, and then when I go to classes,
You are on your Internet Explorer, correct?
Explorer. I'm going into. Well, I sometimes I go into my emails from you and go in. Sometimes I just type in your name and go in.
Yes, it's best you go on our website, crafty.com. It's the best way to access all of your information. The app no longer works, and it's best to just do it that way from crafty.com for your Internet Explorer.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do that right now. I'm right in front of it, so...
And if you so happen to need a password reset or anything like that, I can help you with that. So if you're not able to log in, let me know.
I don't even know if I have a password. I don't even think I had a password.
I can reset it for you, and that way you can just log into your account.
Okay. You know, when I go to crafties.com, hold on, I get Best of Crafty, Crafty. I'm not. Oh, here it is, Express. Okay, so I go over here, I touch to log in, and my password, as I kept it, I've got it saved, yeah. And then I go over and I hit class, and I wanted to look at this cooking class, and it wouldn't let me go in.
What is it saying?
Well, hold on, because it's showing me only the cooking classes that I paid for. And how do I get to the classes that I, just to look at all the classes? I mean, you know, when it goes category, I went to category, I went to cooking. Then the only thing that it shows is all the classes that I paid for. Then the other day, somehow I got to cooking classes.
Did you see where it says browse? At the top.
Yes.
Click browse.
Yes. Okay.
And then that's when you, do you see where it says, do you see cooking?
Yes.
Click cooking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So now it just says home, cook, and classes. Do you see where it says content access?
Where do we see that?
To the left side, to the left.
Well, I pressed cooking, and it did bring up some of the classes, I think, that women, I think maybe it's got some that I didn't pay for.
In contact access, it just says gold membership, premium membership, purchase, or free.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so do I have to hit
premium? Premium and free. because those are the ones you will have access to. You don't have, and see, if you click on purchase, it's going to show you all the classes you have to purchase. And if you click on gold, it'll show you all the gold membership classes. So the only one you should have, where you'll have access to, is premium membership classes and free. So if you click on those, it'll show you all of the classes that you're able to watch.
Okay. And I guess when you transferred over from the last company that you just bought back out, I noticed that there are some people that are missing. Is that because they didn't want you to use them? Is that what happened?
No, not necessarily. Some instructors discontinued their class, and some of the classes just discontinued on their own. It just all varies, but most of the classes that you pay for are should be under your class tab.
There's one guy that I really, really like a lot. I know he's deceased, but I did, you know, Bill, and his last name is Briwa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Unfortunately, I'm so sorry, I don't. I'm not familiar with the instructors and their classes. I'm only familiar with the Crafty website.
Oh, you're not familiar with the teachers.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the teachers. I'm so sorry.
So would they not have him anymore because he's deceased? Because they had him before, even though he was deceased.
Right. Well, that all depends. Like I said, if you know his name, you can search it in the search bar, and if it comes up, then it means it's on there. If it doesn't come up, then it means that they discontinued the classes.
Okay, that's what I'll be. Okay, hold on a second while I have you on here. I just want to try one more thing. So now I'm understanding what I wasn't doing right. But every time I tried, it was like on the weekends and you guys weren't in. Oh, it does show his classes, I think. It's showing them, but they're not in the other thing, but they're in over here when I type his name in, so that's a good thing. I think there's some of his. He's really a good teacher. I mean, he's really good. If you like cooking, you should take a look at him for yourself. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Anyways, he's really good, just so you know. Okay, I thank you. I got in. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And it was a pleasure speaking with you. And if
there's anything
else you need, just let me know.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Have
a good day.
Thanks for calling us here at Crafty Vita Membership.
Okay, bye.